In the stereo of our music critic, Tom Manhoff, there's a CD he's been listening to a lot recently, not just because he thinks it's terrific, but because he didn't expect he would.
My father sang Jewish folk songs to me when I was a kid, an important emotional experience for my musical sense of the world. I tried playing those melodies at the piano with classical harmonies I knew from composers like Schubert and Brahms. Sometimes it worked, but most often I found it difficult combining traditions without giving up something essential from each. Ever since, I've responded a bit coldly to classical music on Jewish themes. That is till I heard this recording of music by the Russian Jewish composer Joseph Achron. Hebrew Melodies is the name of this recent CD from violinist Ingolf Turban and pianist Yasha Nemtsov. More than half the recording is devoted to Achron. This is his Hebrew lullaby. Achron's music, at its best, avoids pastiche, that musical mishmash in which stylistic combinations are pushed too far. Occasionally, like some of the other composers on this recording, even Achron misses the boat. Here's his Opus 46, in which fussy classical formulas are overemphasized, undermining what should be a more simple folk-like effect. Even though I find some of this music over the top, I think this recording is quite extraordinary. Not only does it explore the aesthetic boundaries of combining traditions, the performance by Ingolf Turban, a violinist relatively unknown in America, is downright spectacular. Music interwoven with history, the history of a people or a family, can be especially powerful. This recording has that power. Although the places it touches in me are delicate and difficult to please, the memories awakened by this music have been asleep too long.
The CD is Turban and Nemtsov Play Hebrew Melodies. Our reviewer is Tom Manhoff.